Welcome to the Limitless Mindset Podcast. My name is Blake Clark, and I am the founder and visionary of Limitless Real Estate and also the team lead of the Clark Team. My goal with this podcast is to show you that your possibilities are truly limitless with the right mindset and outlook on life. On this podcast, you're going to hear from not only myself, but also other members within our brokerage, as well as my team. And we're going to be discussing all things real estate, mindset, goal setting, and what it takes to build a good business and succeed in life. Thanks so much for joining us and welcome. Welcome to another episode of the Limitless Mindset Podcast. It's bright and early Sunday morning. By the time you guys are hearing this, it's probably Monday. I try to record these about a day early just so you guys know. I come in on the weekends because honestly, it's quiet. Office gets a little crazy. There's people running around. My phone's ringing like crazy. So I love my Sunday mornings. It's my routine. I love getting up. I go hit my workouts first thing in the morning, starting at about 5. Get everything lined up for the week, start doing my planning, and then I love to come in here and drop some podcasts to add some value to you guys. And later this afternoon, probably going to go check on a couple of the flip properties we have going on as well, too. So Sundays are really my admin days. Those are my quiet days where I get all the stuff that has to get done that doesn't require me to be coaching and meeting with people all day or meeting with clients for the most part. So today, guys, I want to drop you guys with a tool that I personally use that has been extremely helpful for me. And the really cool thing about this tool is that it works great in environments like we're currently facing right now and kind of the way that the overall I would say cumbersome mood of the country is in at the moment right now. This kind of stuff is what helps propel me. Most successful people have the ability to kind of persevere through challenging times. You're just going to have to get used to it if you're an entrepreneur, whether you're in sales, maybe you work for a company, but you're kind of self-employed in a way like a 1099 employee. You know, you guys have to realize to, you know, kind of earn steady paychecks and earn a steady living for yourself and do well. You are going to face hard and challenging times. Nothing is going to last forever. The good times don't last forever. There's going to be up cycles. There's going to be down cycles. There's going to be great times in the economy. There's going to be down times in the economy. And right now we are heading into one of those downtimes in the economy. If you guys listen to me a few months back, I kind of warned you guys, hey, this is what's going to be coming down the pipeline most likely. For various reasons, you guys can go back and listen to a couple of my other episodes where I break down kind of why the economy is doing what it's doing. I pay attention to a lot of the data. So I would recommend if you guys aren't good at paying attention to data, get on that because it's actually kind of easy to predict a little bit about what to expect with the economy when these cycles are going to kind of hit. And, you know, once you guys kind of understand that and you take your guys out, take the emotions out of it, and you guys just kind of understand that the markets do what they do. They have ups and they have downs. It's a little bit easier. Because you're not so emotionally driven. You're more now you have a game plan laid out where you kind of know what's going to happen and you could start preparing and planning. And you put yourself in a proactive role instead of a reactive role. And you just basically change directions. You know what I mean? Like I said, what you guys hear me talk about where you're riding waves. One thing right now that I noticed as the economy is heading into kind of a cumbersome mode, you guys probably all feel it. You know what I mean? You guys turn the news on right now. It's nothing but negative. There's, you know, this politician did this. The economy is doing this. We're heading into a recession. We're heading into a crash, you know, just negative, 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 which by the way, this is why I stopped watching the news. You guys have heard me talk about, you know, almost 6 years ago. I haven't watched TV since. I'm going to be honest with you guys. It's been absolutely incredible for my mindset because I choose to in a way, put a little barrier around myself to where I kind of block out a lot of this negative stuff. You know, the fact of life is that a lot of things are going to happen that are completely out of your control. I used to live life as many do where you kind of feel like you're out of control. You know what I mean? Everything in life's going to throw at you. Everything that it possibly can to throw you off of your game. You know, you're going to be having a great day and all of a sudden you get a flat tire. You're going to be having an amazing career, you feel like. And the next thing you know, you're getting laid off, you know. So these things in life just happen sometimes that are completely out of our control. And if you take a back seat to that and you allow these things that life throws at you to dictate the outcomes of your emotions and the way that your life goes, guys, you feel powerless. You don't have the control over that. You can't plan for that. And so for me personally, I try not to live in that space. I try to live in a very proactive role. I try to basically just expect that something bad is going to happen so that I'm always kind of prepared for it in some way or another. And I just call it doing smart business, to be honest with you. You know, I think a lot of people are realizing that right now over the last 2 years where the housing market, for example, people that were newer that just got into real estate, for those of you guys that have been in the game longer prior to that, you're probably smarter than that. I'm seeing those people, you know, kind of shrug it off like, yep, this is just the way it goes. I'm seeing a lot of the newer people that got into the business in the last year or two that had a warped sense of reality of what being in real estate really is like with an up market and a down market. They're kind of in that hangover phase right now. It's a little cumbersome for a lot of them, and I've been seeing it. So again, I wanted to drop you guys with the tool that works really well for me. And that's where I have the ability to take a lot of negative and a lot of negative situations, and I redirect that and I turn that into massive action. You know, when things happen like that or like negative outcomes come, I'm not one of those people that sit back and say, well, it is what it is. It's out of my control. I can't do anything about it. Let's just ride it out and see what happens. I basically take very proactive roles. So every time something negative in my life happens to me or something that's out of my control that does happen in a negative way that impacts me, one of the first things that I basically do is I will just sit there for 5 or 10 minutes when something happens and I will think about it. I don't think about it in the fact of, oh my gosh, this is so negative for me. You know, my life's over, my life's ruined. What I do is I sit down and I contemplate it in a way of what possible outcomes do I have to go from here, right? I'll use the analogy of, you know, you're almost looking at it like you're playing chess instead of you're playing checkers, right? When you're playing checkers, it's a very singular move. There's no true strategy behind it. You're basically looking to get from one square to the next. You're kind of just, you're in survival mode, right? You're trying to get that checkerboard from one side to the other, where when you play chess, there's true strategy in it, right? You have multiple outcomes that can come out of a certain situation, sometimes good, sometimes bad. Sometimes some of the decisions that you are going to need to make in business aren't always going to be a positive outcome. Sometimes you're making decisions based on mitigating damage for the most part, you know? And what I mean by that is sometimes you're going to be faced with situations where there really is no upside. It's not a case of, hey, if I make this decision, I'm going to win big, I'm going to win lose. Those are part of it. Sometimes you're going to have to make decisions that if I make this decision, it's a lose-lose, but which one of these decisions is going to allow me to mitigate damage the least compared to the other decision, right? And then what you have to do is forecast that down the road. Hey, if I make this decision today, what is that going to do for me in 2 weeks? What's that going to look like in 2 years? What's that going to look like in 10 years down the line? How is that going to impact me? Right? You guys really need to sit down and put a little bit of thought on this. But one of my favorite things to do is when I'm faced with situations like this, or when markets turn, or when life events happen, or, you know, something bad happens, or something out of my control, or something in my systems and processes break, one of the first things I do is sit down and say, okay, great. What positive can come out of this, and what options do I have, right? I redirect that energy into massive action. So, you know, just a entry-level situation for you guys right now is obviously the market's turning a little bit. So naturally what's going to happen is when you see sales volume going down, there's nothing you can do about that, right? There's a lot of things that factor that I personally can't control, such as a rise and increase in inventory. I can't control that. That is happening basically because interest rates are rising and the economy is heading into a recession. So financially, affordability has gone down for some people. Now, I see a boatload of people right now taking the approach of, well, it's out of my control. Let's just sit back and ride it out. You know, and they're kind of just riding the waves. The problem with that is that your business is always going to be dictated on what the market is doing. And you're not taking any control in your hands to kind of level that out or give yourself some more options, right? You're not stacking the decks for yourself so that you got better cards in your hand when the market basically calms down a little bit to keep your production or inventory up for your goals, right? For your production. So what I typically do is as I get these scenarios, like I said, with the market slowing down, is, okay, great. What can we do about it? Here's the option. Option one, sit still. Option two, we can increase our outbound calls. Option three, we can ramp up our marketing efforts. Option four, we can go back and, you know, re-engage past clients, make sure we're not dropping the ball there. Option five is go through our system, go through our businesses, find the holes in our buckets, find the holes in our boats that we've been allowing water to come in at, tighten those up, right? And retain some of our current customers and clients to keep business going. So I turn a lot of these really negative situations into positive outcomes and put them into massive action because really for me in my mindset, the only way to go is forward, right? You can't sit back, and going back and regressing is not really an option for me. The really cool thing about this is it's going to take a little bit of practice for you guys, but when you start forcing yourself to see opportunity in unfortunate situations, so for example, could be a horrible, you know, relationship breakup has ended, you know what I mean? You feel like your world's ending. You've been with somebody forever and, you know, you start having those comments into yourself and you're talking to yourself, the self-doubt, the self-talk, am I good enough? Am I gonna be able to find anybody that's, you know, better than this? And my world's gonna be over, right? Instead, sit down and say, okay, great. What's happened's happened. What's gonna be the positive outcome? What options do I have at my disposal right now to go from here, that the time I was spending here with this person or in this relationship, how can I redirect that time and energy back into myself to make myself even better, right? Same thing, you go to lose your job. That sucks. That's probably going to be coming down the pipeline for a lot of people. Unfortunately, over the next few months, possibly as we head into a recession, that usually means shrinkage in the economy, which usually does mean potential layoffs for people, you know? You can allow this to completely rock your world and wreck you, which I'm not going to tell you it's not going to be uncomfortable. It absolutely is. You have a right to be upset about it. But what I am telling you is that what would be more productive for you to do is to take that same hardship, that negative energy, sit down and say, okay, what options do I have from here? And I mean immediately. When this kind of stuff happens, you want to start triggering your brain to say, okay, what's my options? Where do the options come into play? What's going to be a positive outcome on that? Once you sit down and you lay out, okay, well, I got this free time now, and while I was stuck in a career I didn't completely love, now I have a little bit of time to pivot and possibly go into something that I do enjoy doing, that I do love, that I'll probably be better at anyways because I'm mentally and emotionally invested into this because I actually enjoy it instead of doing over here this job that I didn't really care for. It was just paying my bills. There is a positive outcome in there. And while you're going to do a little J curve dip, maybe you're going to lose some income. Maybe there's going to be, you know, tight times ahead. Maybe you're going to have to stretch the bills real tight for a few months there. Once you fully immerse yourself into that new career and you actually dedicate yourself to it and you give it your 110% because you're committed, you're probably going to find that you actually do a whole lot better in that new career now. And you're probably going to make way more money because you actually are doing something that you truly love, right? That's a positive that came out of that because you shifted your mindset instead of running back to maybe a competitor of your previous job, you know, in the same career field that you absolutely hated that you're probably going to go have a mediocre job in anyways. So again, it's about turning these things, you know, same thing for real estate agents. And I'll use that because, again, I'm in the real estate business for you guys. Right now, your business is probably slowing down. There was probably a lot of holes in your bucket that you weren't paying attention to because the boat was moving fast enough to blow the water out of it. Where now that things have slowed down, you're, you know, sink starting to ship a little bit. Your ship started to sink because you guys don't have the systems and processes and places that you should have. Now is the time and opportunity for you guys to, number one, reevaluate business, right? Take this time that you guys are probably feeling a little frustrated, a little, you know, angry, a little anxious at what's going on in the market and redirect that, right? Every time you start to have these anxious feelings, every time you start to have these frustrated feelings, catch yourself and immediately turn it and say, okay, what positive outcome options do I have right now? What positive things can I put into my business right now to implement a better outcome? That could be a variable of things, right? Maybe you weren't making enough outbound calls because you kind of didn't have to when the market was hot. Well, now that's an option. I'm going to get better at making my outbound calls. Is it going to be painful? Is it going to suck if I'm not that good at it or it feels uncomfortable? Absolutely. But guess what? The better you do it, the more you do it, the more practice you have, the better you're going to get at this. Maybe you guys need to update your systems and processes. Maybe you're just kind of floating through the whim. You didn't have a good CRM in place. You didn't have, you know, a way to contact all your past clients and check in with them and make sure that they're being serviced properly and see if they need anything. Those are people that at one point you built a great relationship with that now that the transaction's over, you haven't been checking in with them, you haven't been following up. Now's your opportunity to build that relationship back and get back into the pocket with those guys, right? So right now, guys, again, we're going to, and we already are heading into some challenging times in the economy overall. Again, as you guys know, we've been on a great run for the last 10 years overall. If you guys look at the delta of the last 10 years, it's been on a positive run. We've had a couple little dips for a few months here and there. But as with any other economic shift, it does have to have its downturn to reset things. And that's where we're at right now. There's nothing we can do about it. But what we can do is be extremely proactive and we can find opportunities in the down market. What was an opportunity in an up market may not be an opportunity right now for you, right? Great example is that might have been a great opportunity to be a listing agent in a hot market because that's where you guys want to be, right? That's where everybody's looking for is the houses. Where in this market, it's not as advantageous to be a listing agent because there's tons of inventory on the market. Well, now you just got to pivot your business and say, okay, I was great at this. I got to get a little bit better at working with buyers now. That's where my majority of my focus needs to be in this down market because there's tons of buyer opportunity out there in the market. Tons of houses to choose from. Tons of sellers willing to negotiate on price or potentially give up some seller concessions or work with you guys on closing dates and contingencies, right? So now it would be smart to say, I'm going to pivot my business a little bit and I'm going to put myself in front of the people that truly need my help, rather than saying, I'm not going to change any of my ways. I'm not going to change my environment and my culture. I'm just going to stay right where I'm at. And unfortunately, you're always going to be a victim of whatever the economy is doing without taking any proactive role. You know, get yourself around the right people. Get yourself around people that are absolutely winning and supporting you. That's a big one too. If you were kind of always just hanging out in this mediocre environment, maybe you're at a brokerage that wasn't really supporting you that well, or you guys were on a team that wasn't really supporting you that well, not providing you leads, not providing you coaching, doesn't have an open source of information of sharing amongst each other that, you know, tries to help everybody win. Now's your time to reevaluate that, right? You got a little bit of downtime. You got a little bit slow of a market. Now is that time that I would be making an adjustment in my business. And that goes for any of you guys. You could be in the lending business. You could be in the title business. You could be in a sales business. You could be in the auto business. It doesn't matter. Anytime you guys are faced with these kind of situations where you're facing a hard time in your business or your career, that is a great opportunity to pivot, reevaluate what was going great for you that you want more of, and reevaluate what wasn't working for you and get that aside and put all of that anger and energy that you guys have into positive energy. Put it into positive outcomes for yourself. The good news is if you can shift your mindset to see this, you're going to have plenty of fuel over the next 4 to 5 months, guys. Like I said, there is so much negativity going on in the world out there right now. All you got to do is turn on the news channel. All you got to do is get on social media. There's so many people bitching and moaning and complaining. And if you change yourself to identify when you start seeing a lot of this negative stuff and trigger a thought of positive outcome, positive action for yourself, you guys are going to have all the fuel you need to push yourself past the finish line. Guys, I'm telling you right now, this is one thing that's worked really well for me, because in my mindset, I love doing the opposite of what other people are doing. If all the crowd's going this way and doing this, I'm going to stay true to going over here, because I don't need to throw myself into saturated markets where there's a ton of people at, right? I love to do things a little bit different than people to stand out. So this is something that I've been doing for quite a while that's always worked very well for me. You could ask anybody around here in our brokerage. You know, I get excited when things get challenging. This is when I feel like I make the biggest growth for myself, because this is the time where I sit down and have these conversations with myself of, okay, great. I was doing great here. What areas was I dropping the ball just because I got busy and I didn't need to really pay attention to some of the details? Where was I lacking? Okay, time to pivot, time to readjust, time to zero in on these items right here and get a whole lot better at what it is that I need to be doing to increase my business, increase my fitness. That's a big part of it too. That's another thing I'll tell you guys right now too, is turn a lot of this negative into positive action. You guys can't feel good about yourself in business. You can't have the confidence you need if you don't feel good about yourself as an individual personally, right? That's the best piece of advice I can give you guys as well too, is make sure you're taking this time when you guys are in negative energy, when you guys have all this negativeness around you, take that negative energy and channel it into something positive, right? Put yourself in the gym, start working out, get yourself on some routines. You know, there's a lot of things that you can do to shut out the noise and put these walls up around yourself that protect you from a lot of the negativity, and basically take that negative energy and put it back into positive by basically putting a wall around yourself, keeping that shit out. And then the stuff that you do absorb, that you do see that's negative or negative situations, you're channeling and harnessing that into positivity. You guys will see a massive change in the way that you view your day-to-day actions and your day-to-day life. It is going to be a complete game changer for you guys if you can learn to do this. Because while you can't control a lot of the negative energy that comes to you every day, there's going to be people that have opinions on how you should be doing things. You know, no matter what you try to do, they're going to tell you you should be doing it differently. You're going to be criticized anytime you go out and try to do something new. You know, if you're that person that's not on social media right now, maybe you run a business and you just have a really hard time, you know, basically getting on camera and making a video of yourself and sharing your knowledge and putting it out there on who you are and, you know, letting people get a feel for who your personality is, all because you're afraid of what other people are going to think of you. Now's the time to cut that shit out and put a heavy focus on doing it. Those are the things that you need to be doing. And every time you have that negative thought of, I want to do this, but I'm worried about what people are going to think of me, that's exactly the time that you can trigger yourself to go make the damn video and start doing this stuff, right? When you start identifying these little things, these little triggers, guys, it's going to be all the fuel you need. Especially, it's really powerful when you can start catching yourself. As soon as you have a negative thought, you'll notice that systematically, okay, never mind, I need to switch this to a positive. Start, you know, having that self-doubt, self-talk in your house, negative. I got to turn around and switch this into a positive. What positive action can I take right now? Great example is fitness, right? Even start right there. Maybe you're sitting on the couch and every time you start having negative talk in your head, negative thoughts, or maybe you're on TV and you see something negative, force yourself to get up and go take a 15 or 20 minute walk outside. And I guarantee you, you're just going to lose weight naturally because of all the negativity that's out there. You're taking that negativity that's entering and you're harnessing that into a positive outcome and you're forcing yourself to go out and work out now, right? Maybe you could relay that into business. Again, you see something negative, maybe hop on social media and you see a whole thread of people bitching and moaning and complaining. That is your trigger to go out there and send out your text messages, make some phone calls, hop on social media and do a marketing post. You can see how powerful this can be because, again, there's so much of this shit out there in the world right now that you can turn around and use that as fuel for yourself to have positive outcomes in your life. Whatever you want to tie that to, again, whether you want to go fitness, whether you want to, you know, work on clearing your mind of positive affirmations. Every time somebody says something negative, every time you see something negative, you immediately trigger yourself to say something positive to yourself. And you're basically slowly starting to rewire yourself at the fuel that is coming to you for free from the external world. Guys, it's going to be an absolute game changer for you. I promise you guys will see massive results if you can learn to do this one little thing for yourself. So as always, guys, hopefully you guys have an amazing week lined up. Hopefully you guys already sat down. You got your goals lined up for the week. You got your things that need to be accomplished by Friday, Saturday of the week. Hopefully you guys are thinking down the road. You guys have a clear path of where it is you guys are trying to go. And as always, guys, get out there, crush it. If you guys found value in today's episode, I ask that you guys share this with anybody that you think may benefit from hearing this. Obviously, I do this for free. I do this to help you guys. I do this to help obviously impact other people that are looking to grow and scale and improve their life. So all I ask is that you guys do share this with somebody that you think it could help and benefit. I greatly appreciate it.